When looking at how many residents are in poverty, Arizona consistently ranks among the worst states in the U.S. 60% of students in Arizona rely on free or reduced-priced lunches. And as KJZZ's Claire Caulfield reports, that number could be trending upwards.
In the daily chaos of an elementary school cafeteria, 8-year-old David is digging into his lunch.
Rice, juice, and oranges.
There's also some teriyaki chicken on his tray, but he's saving that for later. Like the majority of his classmates at Creighton Elementary School in Phoenix, David received his lunch for free. Almost 100% of the students at Creighton qualify for the federal free lunch program since their families fall below the poverty line.
The poverty rate amongst our school-age children is incredibly high.
Angie Rogers would know. She's the president of the Association of Arizona Food Banks and spends a lot of time coordinating with schools to ensure they have the supplies and funds they need to feed the over 1 million Arizona students who rely on free lunch every day.
I mean, it's very significant.
For most Arizona students, school's out for the summer, and the cafeteria sounds less like this and more like this. But low-income families don't magically have more money to fill in the gap left by free school lunches. That's where Erin Bronner comes in.
There will be six stops, so two buses that have three stops each. So six breakfast stops and six lunch.
She's the child nutrition and wellness director for the Creighton School District. And this morning, she was part of a team loading coolers of food onto school buses.
No, it's not madness. It's actually quite organized.
This is the second year the Creighton District has taken its summer feeding program on the road.
So the year prior, we were just offering meals in our district campuses. But we started to see that our numbers were falling, and we knew that this was a really high-need area. So we decided to go mobile with our operations.
The summer feeding program is expected to provide over 200 million free meals across the country this summer.
So you're both helping to alleviate hardship today, and you're investing in children's long-term economic mobility. Because it's been proven that kids who get the nutrition that they need, they have better long-term educational outcomes, health outcomes, and employment outcomes.
Melissa Botea, a poverty expert at the Center for American Progress, studies the growing rate of American children living in poverty.
One of the things that I would note is that we're at risk of making it worse.
Botea worries that current legislation could increase the number of children struggling with food insecurity. The federal Farm Bill, which provides funding and makes the rules for programs like nutrition assistance and SNAP, which is formerly known as food stamps, expires in late September. Its passage has been hung up in the U.S. House of Representatives over a measure that would add more work requirements for those who receive food stamps. In its current form, the bill also lowers the income threshold at which families are automatically enrolled in food stamps. And many free and reduced price lunch programs use that criteria to designate which children are eligible.
The SNAP programs is our nation's frontline defense against hunger. And so if we were to make those cuts, you would see their hunger and food insecurity skyrocket.
When designing Creighton's summer food program, Erin Bronner kept this insecurity in mind.
Everyone is welcome from around the valley. We will feed anyone that is at our door.
The summer food buses will be making stops at nearby apartment complexes, parks, and bus stops. And it's not just for students. Anyone under the age of 18 can hop on the bus for breakfast or lunch.
Pretty simple.
Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.